out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
I had to pour myself a second cup today because I had to get out of the allergy fog. I needed the extra boost. So yesterday we were brainstorming. This was fun because we were talking about, it was the summer solstice, summer arriving, and we were thinking about all of the different wonderful outdoor places that we can go to during the summer months, during the nice weather that's very spiritual, very faithful, and there are a lot of places we can do that. We are very blessed in this location. Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to start just like where I gave the weather, and that's the Grotto in Northeast Portland. Yeah. I mean, what a beautiful place to walk the grounds there. During the summer months, all the foliage, it's beautiful and
shaded. So you're
shaded. You can be out of the heat a little bit, but they have a beautiful mass there during the summer. Mm-hmm. And I haven't looked on the schedule. I should have looked on the schedule to see if they've started that yet, but and what their plans are. But obviously, you can go to their website and get all the information as well as else. But have you ever been to a mass at the outdoor grotto?
I have not been to the outdoor masses. I keep being able to not go. I've been inside the chapel, but I have not been to the outdoor mass.
I'm the same as you. I've been to the chapel numerous times. But when you walk to get to the chapel, you have to go by the outdoor. And there's it's in the rocks. Yeah. I mean, it's really stunning.
Yeah, there's that Pietà statue right there. It's just fantastic.
So, yeah, that's just one of the many places we are fortunate to have in our local area that you can drive to and get out. And
upstairs. I mean,
in the
upper gardens up there, you've got the Rosary Walk. There's the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady. There's the Sorrows and Joys of St. Joseph Grotto kind of thing. There's a little chapel. There's the really nice modern I don't know what you call it. It's not a chapel, is it? It's kind of like a viewing platform.
Right.
It overlooks the city and the airport. It's really just amazing.
Yeah, just a gorgeous place. So that's just one. Yeah. Another place we were talking about, of course, we could not forget Mount Angel Abbey Seminary on the hilltop. When you go up there in the summer months and you can look out over the Willamette Valley, it's just, it's beautiful. And of course, you're in farm country. And so not only can you go up to the Abbey Seminary, but, I mean, you can stop at farmers markets along the way or fruit stands and vegetable stands. And, I mean, all of God's bounty is on your way.
It's also right next to wine country,
That's very, very true. Yeah. Speaking of which, not only do you have all of these beautiful buildings up at the Abbey Seminary, opportunity to attend Mass.
Mass in the church there.
But
beautiful Stations of the Cross going up the hill.
Stations of the Cross. There's a trail that you can take that goes right up there. And, of course, you've got the Benedictine Brewery.
That's true. So, just down the hill. Make your way down there for a little refreshment afterwards.
So how about that? I mean, that's all. That's an all-in-one
deal.
I'm
ready. When are we going?
I hear you.
Hop in the car.
You've got your fruit stands. You've got your drive up the hill to the Abbey Seminary. You've got opportunity to attend Mass there, visit with the monks and brothers.
Yeah.
You can go to the brewery, sit outside in
Saint
the nice
Benedict
weather.
Saint Benedict Festival coming up soon.
Saint Benedict Festival coming up. Bach Festival coming up there as well.
Bach.
So yeah, there are plenty of opportunities there at the Mount Angel Abbey and Seminary. So how about a little closer to home, Our Lady of Peace Retreat House.
Yeah.
They have a beautiful grounds out back. There's a trail that you can walk there, and you can visit with the sisters. And I'm not quite sure, check in with them if you're going to be doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure what the protocols are, but certainly it is open. And you can give Our Lady of Peace a call. You can find out what the hours are, when you can come and visit. And they have a gift shop inside.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you not only can do the outside thing, but if you're looking for items, books, prayer cards, rosaries, all of those things, they have a wonderful bookstore inside that you can visit. So
I'm sure several of our listeners, they're wrapping up today, I believe, one of their long seminars.
Yeah.
Retreats this, I believe it ends today. Been going on for a couple of days now. So
there you go. Yeah, you can go on their website, Our Lady of Peace Retreat, and see their events that they have coming up. So this is one you brought up yesterday when we were kind of brainstorming all of the great opportunities to get outside and visit these wonderful places, Catholic cemeteries.
Yeah, I mean, right here on Sylvan Hill, and if you literally just drive right up Skyline behind us, you hit Mount Calvary Cemetery, and it's perched on the top of the hill. It's beautiful, especially the older part in the trees. There's walking paths. When I used to live right around there, that was a place I would go running, because go run those hills in there. But, I mean, it's just a beautiful place to go walk, pray rosary, pray for the faithful departed. I mean, it's just, it's some clear days you can see the coastal range from different parts. I mean, it's really it's a beautiful place to peacefully go.
And then you've
some
got
people think it's weird, but
for
us Catholics.
Yeah, so. Right. And you got Gethsemane in Happy Valley.
That's right.
On the other side of town. Mm-hmm. And I find them fascinating too, because it's very interesting to read some of the headstones. And you know, the
names,
historical,
the dates. It's really remarkable.
Very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. So here's another one too we were talking about, and I'd love to do this. We had the monks on, the Trappist monks.
Oh, yes.
Out near the Carlton area.
Mm-hmm.
I have not done this, but apparently they have a whole trail system
mm-hmm.
out there that is walkable.
Yeah, and Helenius was telling us about that. Yeah,
and just a beautiful area, wine country again, Carlton.
That's right.
So,
and they make some delicious, delicious cakes.
Yes, they do.
Well. Yeah.
So just another, again, check their website, give them a call. You want to check on the hours of these places just so you're not just showing up mm-hmm. without really checking in what the availability is of the trails. And then finally, let's just wrap up on this one mm-hmm. because we had Jenna Bass on this morning.
Right.
Camp Howard.
Always a great decision.
How about that for getting outside with your kids? They have mm-hmm. family camp, and of course their sessions are starting in July, early July, and so.
And their open houses this weekend.
That's right.
No need to RSVP, just show up.
Yep. If you want to check out Camp Howard, 2 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, you can mm-hmm. check out the open house. So again, we just scratched the surface. I know you're probably out there listening, going, "What about this? What about this?" Absolutely. So anyway, these are just a few that came to mind as we were brainstorming wonderful mm-hmm. Catholic places that you can visit during the summer months and be outdoors in all of our beautiful grandeur. So.
And if you have one you'd like us to share, send it to us. We'll get it up on our community calendar.
Absolutely. So we hope you enjoyed.
That's right.
The Second Cup.